It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
It's Ryle Kylie Day in America, and I'm Kid Clit, man. Welcome to another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Yeah! I'd like to thank today's sponsors, the Cumtown Podcast and Burger King, from the lands of the frame boiled, man. I mean, flame. Flames burn. In today's episode, we're going to be exploring the origins of my totally far-out bunny arch-enemy, Bunnyla, the vampire bunny, man. So let me take you on a trip to Transylvania, circa 1986. I'd like to thank our studio audience. You know, we couldn't do this show without your support, with you people showing up to the studio, man. Just, man. I am Dracula. I want to suck your butt. Wake up, Bunnyla. You're supposed to be on Castle Watch. Mwahaha. I was on watch. I wasn't sleeping. I am Bunnyla. Mwahaha. Mwahaha. I want to talk to you about your constant napping. If this continues, you will be banished from Transylvania forever. Mwahaha. Stop busting my bunny balls, Dracula. I wasn't napping. I was just taking a sleep snack. Mwahaha! Mwahaha, Bunnyla. There's no such thing as a sleep snack. You are the crappiest vampire ever. I'm calling for a meeting of the Monstery Council. Make sure you arrive in a proper vampire's uniform. Mwahaha! I am Dracula. Mwahaha! Whatevs, Dracula. I'll wear whatever I want.
Man. Then Bunnyla went and got dressed in his 70s styles bunny vampire outfit with the giant lapels and gold chains, and he went to the meeting room of Castle Dracula, where Dracula was taking a roll call, man.
Wahaha! I am Dracula. I want to hold a meeting of the Monstery Council. All members of the council, announce yourselves now. Mwahaha. I am Bunnyla, the vampire bunny. Yo, dog. Word up, I be Blackula, the black-ass vampire. Blackula's in the his house.
Yo, I be Black Bunnyla, and I am in the house as well.
As well. That be some cracker-ass shit, yo. Wahaha! I am Dracula! Please don't say racist stuff in the meeting room, Blackula.
Fine, yo. You be in a mad foul mood today, Dracula.
Let's continue with the roll call. I am Dracula! Wahaha!
Me am Frankenstein! Arr! Me present at this meeting!
I am the creature from the Black Lagoon. I am present, Sir Dracula.
Wahaha! I am Dracula. I have called this meeting because Bunnyla has been napping on the watch again. A crime he so charmingly referred to as a sleep snack. I propose that he be banished from Transylvania forever!
I can't believe your ass was sleeping on the job, yo. Mwahaha, I am Bunula. I wasn't sleeping. It was just a sleep snack.
What the hell is a sleep snack? That makes no sense. Sleeping isn't snacking.
Wahaha, I am Dracula. Let us take a vote. Should Bunula be banished forever?
Then all the monsters looked at Bunula, man. And they were like staring him down, man. And they all gave their votes, man. First it was Dracula.
Wahaha! I want to banish Bunula.
Then it was Blackula.
Word, yo. This bunny-ass nigga needs to be banished yesterday.
Then Black Bunula weighed in, man.
Yes, yo. That is correct. I believe this fool should have been banished long ago.
Then Frankenstein spoke up.
Me are Bunula, pee-pee.
And finally, the creature from the Black Lagoon gave his vote.
I have carefully weighed my decision and believe that punishment for snacking is an appropriate decision in this matter. I can't really speak for the Council of Monsters, but I feel we may never be able to forgive Bunula for his constant snapping. Maybe God will be able to forgive him.
I am Dracula. The Monstery Council has made its decision. Bunula the Bunny Vampire is banished from Transylvania forever. Mwahaha. Mwahaha. I am Bunula. I don't even care. You guys are losers. I'm totally moving to America. Everyone is so much cooler there. And there's no racism against sleep snacking. Mwahaha!
So Bunula packed all his belongings, man, and moved to America, where he was able to purchase a co-op in Rego Park. And he lived across the street from a Costco. But immediately after Bunula left Transylvania, a terrible tragedy occurred. An event which had come to be known as the Day the Monsters Died.
I, Van Helsing, have vowed to destroy all monsters. I am now here at the Castle Dracula, and the time has come for the reckoning. Are you ready, Quincy Bunny and Taryn Manning?
I came, I saw, I kicked some ass, monging, mong, ring, mong. On and on, and you were changing, I won't bane be the same. The reckoning, bow, bow. The reckoning, wow, ow, ow, wow, ow. I'm Taryn Manning. I got boom cat with my brother Kellen Manning. We released our album in 2006. The reckoning. Bing, bong, bong. Let's get them monsters, y'all. I'm Quincy Morris from Texas, y'all. I hate them vampires and Frankenstein.
Yeehaw.
I'ma stick my bow knife up Dracula's asshole.
So Quincy and Bud Helsing and Quincy. Oh, I mean Taryn Manning, y'all. They entered Dracula's castle and snuck up on the creeping monsters, man. I mean sleeping. And started hammering stakes into them, man. And the monsters were like screaming and shit, man. Yeah, like girl screams, like girls, man. Arr, me Frankenstein, no. Ah!
I am careful from the Black Lagoon. Please don't kill me. I have a 3-year-old son at home.
Yo, my name is Black Bunula. I can't believe you fellows had the audacity to murder me. I'm Blackula. You crackers ain't gonna get away with this, yo.
And then the monster hunters surrounded Dracula and Bun Helsing. Bun Helsing hammered a stake in the Dracula's ballsack, man. That's fucked up. That's low, man.
Wahaha! I am Dracula! Where is Bunula? Tell me now,
said Bun Helsing.
No! Wahaha! I am Dracula! And I am dead! God dang it, y'all! I sure wonders where that old varmint Bunula went to! Don't worry, Quincy. We shall find Bunula. I vowed on my sister's grave to destroy that fur-faced vagabond if it's the last thing I do.
Yo, those monsters just faced the reckoning, the reckoning. Wow,
please be quiet, Taran Manning. You are no longer welcome on monster hunting team. Bun Helsing has spoken.
So that was it, man. The seeds of how Bunula the Bunny Vampire became the greatest bunny horror host ever. We're not done with Bunula's origins yet. Alright, that was just the beginning. Let's say that was an origin snack. Much like Bunula's sleep snack. But this was a snack of origins, man. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Pussy Centipede, when we head back to Italy to follow up on the ongoing story of Doctor of Puppies and Scorpionson, man. And let me end with these words from David Bowie's song, Rock and Roll Suicide Man, via Jenny Lewis's cover of it when she was in Riley Kiley.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The wall to wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide.